Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning. Peace and blessings. How are you? Come on in. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is where I just want you to come and settle down. You can even call me and, let's chop it up a bit here on the air. You know, normally I open up the phone lines and try to encourage those creative souls to call in and promote themselves, tell us who they are and what they do. You know, once in a while I get lucky. And somebody will surprise me and call in. But you know what? I will open up the phone line just for conversation. If you want to give your mama a shout-out for Happy Mother's Day, please feel free to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, sit back, relax. I'll throw out some thoughts and play some great music. But honoring Mother's Day, I want to start out today's show with a piece by Darian Dean out of New York. And this is honoring his mother. It's called All That I Am.
All that I am is because of the way that it was, 'cause you treat me so right. All that I am is a cup that you fill with your love. You have given me so much.
Mama, with All That I Am by Darian Dean. How are you this morning? Come on in, come on in. I've opened up the doors. I've saved a seat for you. I'm sitting here trying to choke, right? I'm feeling good. Really tired. Been working really, really hard. I've got some major projects going on, but I'm feeling good this morning. I'm feeling really, really happy. Yesterday was a bugaboo. I'll be honest, it was a bugaboo. It was like my day started actually at midnight. Phone calls before 6 o'clock in the morning from my East Coast people handling business. So I'm involved with a hotspot 8th Ward book fair out in Washington, D.C. that's taking place on June 15th with Lamont Carrion and Marion Barry. And I am so excited about this. You know, literature is my first love. If you know me, Lady Flavor really honestly was birthed as a book reviewer of African-American literature. And so this kind of brings me back to my roots. Lamont and I have been connected way before I was really, really known as Lady Flavor. He was a great support for me at Flavor Coffee House when I had my physical building. And so I was really honored when he reached out to me and asked if I would, you know, help with this. And it's sad, you know, I wish that I could actually be there. I wish I physically can be there, but one of these days that those type of things will be able to take place. So if you are an author and you are out on the East Coast, or actually if you're anywhere in the United States or in the world and you want to fly into Washington, D.C., go over to LamontCarrion.com. Check out the information for this particular event. He's got some great sponsors on board, and, you know, and he's receiving some amazing support from the city there. So get involved. If you were a reader and you're in that area, please come out, meet and greet the authors, buy some books, you know, hear some great music, and just fellowship. And encourage, you know, the kids, you know, to read and come out. And that's Father's Day weekend, so, you know, come on out, dads, and bring the family and, you know, whatever. Just get out. Let's get our families back to reading and not so much on the internet like we seem to do so much of these days. I'm going to play a friend. You know what? I'm going to play a track by, she's my girlfriend. She's my sister. She and I go back to the days of New Beginnings for Battered Women and their children. We were as sister advocates together, and she's my girl. This is Sister Love with So Shy. Thank you. Oops, I'm sorry, I was on mute. I keep doing that, don't I? But anyway, that was my girl sister Love, LaTanya Horace. I worked with her at New Beginnings. This was the very first artist that I ever experienced in the Pacific Northwest live, you know. And maybe from there, she birthed that love for me of the arts and supporting the local artists. I don't know, but she was opening up for Ikki Mouse, a reggae artist, and she performed reggae many years ago. It was one of my birthdays, and I don't remember what birthday it was. That's how old I am. But she's the very first artist that I ever experienced here in the Pacific Northwest. And you know, it's kind of funny when you work with somebody and you don't realize how talented they are or that they're creative souls. Have you ever had that experience? It's so interesting to me. I know that people experience that with, like, Monica Monet. Monica will sing at the drop of a dime, and one day she took a picture and sent it to me, and she was at work with her headset on. I don't know if she was singing to somebody on the phone at work or if she was singing to her coworkers, but it was just, it was cute. It was cute. But, you know, many of the creative souls out there have to have regular jobs, right? And, you know, hey, what can I say? You know, we got to support what we do. Me, I resigned from my job. I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to fund Flava News, you know, off of unemployment and all that, and my good looks or whatever, you know, right? But I've got some big projects going on, big, big projects. And, you know, I mentioned the Hotspot 8th Ward Book Festival taking place in June 15th in Washington, D.C. Please check that out if you're on the East Coast. Come out and support literature. Reading is fundamental, right? It's something that's really important. And once you really get into it, it can just be life-changing, you know, from educating your mind, freeing your spirit, and just, you know, entertaining your soul. There's just so much that can come out of reading a good, good book. But we, if you're not paying attention, oh, I hope you're paying attention to Black Stacks, Ebony Arunga, and I. We want you to know. We want you to know. We are so proud to be involved in this particular event at the Triple Door on May 23rd. It is going to be an amazing experience, from experiencing the visual arts of some of the students of Taft Academy and an amazing artist. And I'm sorry, it is just like dropping out of my head what his name is. But this particular event is a fundraiser for Taft Academy and STEM program, which is a specialty school that is centered around focusing on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics for minority students. And Zithri Salim, you know, is somebody that we know, we work with on some projects, and a great community person. This is one of the projects that he's involved in, and it has been a wonderful experience just hearing about it from him. And I know that Black Stacks has gone out to the school and interacted with the kids and performed and all of that. And I think it's really important for artists to reach back, and especially when it comes to our youth. You just don't know how influential you can be when it comes to, you know, our future. I call our youth our future because the bottom line is they are. And we need to bring them up, you know, knowing that they are seen, that they are heard, that we value them, you know, and that we believe in them, and to put them in positions that they can succeed, you know. And so I want to encourage you to come out and support STEM Plus Art at the Triple Door. You can go to tripledoor.com and purchase your tickets there. If you are unable to, or just, you know, choose not to purchase online, I totally respect that. Please reach out to us. You can reach me at Lady Flava at flavanews.com. You can reach Blackstacks at blackstacks@gmail.com. Let us know. And let's see if we can hook up with some tickets and so that you can get them, you know, directly from one of us. I know that if you're connected to Ebony Arunga, if you're connected to Kotoya Palmer, please reach out to us, and we'll work it out. you know, so that you can get tickets from us in person versus having to go and buy them online. You can also go down to the Triple Door and purchase a ticket that way, too. But anyway, it's going to be a great event. Yes, I got my table right up front. Yep, I had to get a table. I did. I had to get a table. I believe three of my kids are going to be there with me. And I'm excited. Ebony is excited. Ebony is the woman in charge. She is the woman in charge. And, you know, I'm here to support you, Eb, whatever it is that I can do to support you in what's going on with your part of this. So come out, support the youth, experience great visual art, experience great music. You are in for a treat. If you miss Black Stacks and Clientele at the Hard Rock for the Family Affair, you really missed a great show. They're going to be coming together again at the Triple Door, and there's nothing like hip-hop soul and, you know, jazz funk blended all together. And, yes, it can be done. So come out. I'm scrolling through my list because I was thinking about a track that I wanted to play for you. Did I scroll past it? Possibly. Okay. I want to play this track. I just kind of happened to come by because a little birdie put something in my ear the other day. And this track was on a compilation CD, which is called Full Circle, by the producer known as R.C. Cruz. And I want to play a piece by my girl, featuring my girl Felicia Loud of Black Stacks, and this is called This Right Here.
Right here. Sun feels hotter than I've ever felt, and the moon looks closer than I've ever seen.
We were just listening to this right here by my girl Felicia Loud of Black Stacks. It was so funny the other day because my baby boy, if you ever hear me talk about my baby boy, Delton's son, shout out, Delton, I'm so proud of you. He had an art showing, amazing art showing, the other day at the Sea Art Gallery at the Hiawatha Place. And I'm so proud. This was an amazing event. I even made a little YouTube of it. But it was an amazing event. This place was packed. It's not very big, but what an amazing, eclectic, diverse crowd that came out. And Delton was showing his art along with Sita Das. Oh, she is a beautiful spirit. And her work, the colors that she used, very feminine, very vibrant, just beautiful. And then Yegi Michael. I didn't have the opportunity to meet Yegi Michael. I'm kind of sad about that now that I've been seeing pictures taken with him, different people. I was like, how come I didn't meet him? I didn't even know who he was. But beautiful work by Yegi Michael. And I was so proud. But anyway, as my daughter Mariko was driving down the street, I yelled out the window because Lisa, oh, we call her Lisa, Felicia Loud was standing outside talking. And I said, excuse me, can I just say I love my life? Do you know how wonderful it is to say that? And I saw, you know, Ebony Arunga, who's a part of my Black Stacks family, you know, post something on Twitter about that. I said, I screamed out the car, I love my life, to Felicia Loud. So, yeah, Felicia, we love our life, girl. Thank you so much for who you are, what you do, and that soul that you bring into our spirits. Now I want to take you down to Houston, Texas. Houston? Or is it Dallas? Oh, my goodness, it might be Dallas. Okay, somewhere in Texas. I want to play Sister Girl by my girl, Neo Soldier.
So are you living a life, Sister Girl? Don't believe all that you've heard. This ain't the way your life should be, and that ain't all. Body and soul.
that he's given. Nights and days to praise for his attack. Your only support, his foot in your back. Jaw too slack, being broken is a permanent sad smile. Sister, you ain't been happy in a long while. Step out the gestures, court your acquaintance of rain. Wait for the man that's gonna let you breathe again.
Gotta get up and walk away. So come on, just a girl, tell me what you're gonna do.
That was Nia Soldier, and she is out of Houston, Texas, with her track called Sister Girl. She's a wonderful spirit, and she's one of those artists that I really, really want to meet, too. The beautiful thing is and once my life settles down here a bit, I do have new music that I'm going to be uploading to the show. And Nia Soldier and I have agreed to share music between our radio shows. So that we can get a little bit more exposure for some of the artists out there that we support. And so I appreciate the network in Neo Soldier, and I love you so much, my beautiful sister. So, you know, and the one thing that I want you to know about Flava News Radio and Flava News, you know, I put myself out there. I put the artists out there a lot. That's who I am. That's what I do. This is not a joke to me. This is not a pastime. This is my business. And yes, it's not one that's really, really making money at this point, but that's the goal. That's the goal, is for this to become self-sufficient. But the bigger goal about Flava News is that I want to find a way to fundraise and be able to start a financial grant foundation for artists. One of the things that I recognize that stops so many, many talented people is the fact that they don't have a financial base to work from. The other thing that I've been learning is the fact that people who are serious sponsors and serious investors in projects, they want to know that you already have a means of cash flow. And so it's just like even when I got a financial grant from the city to do a literary conference here in Seattle back in 2008, they wanted to know that there were people involved that were also giving money. And I had to list and verify, you know, who those people were. And so I guess it makes sense. I guess it makes sense. So when it's a serious investor, they want to know that, you know, their money is going to something that really is going to work. Numbers are important, right? I am so not big on purchasing numbers. Yeah, I was having a conversation with my East Coast mentor, and we were talking about this, that how there are so many ways that you can purchase hits to your YouTubes, to your iTunes, to your Twitter, to your Facebook, you know, anything online, you can purchase hits. I don't know what I think about that. I do, again, understand that numbers matter, because the more hits I get to my radio show, I get a paycheck from Blog Talk Radio. Yep, yep. And, you know, and so that's kind of cool. That helps kind of fund keeping the radio station going. So shout out, everybody, spread the word about Flava News on Blog Talk Radio. You know, let's get some hits to the radio show so I can get paid and better serve you. But my ultimate goal with Flava News is to be able to create a grant foundation. Once in a while, I tuck money away, I do. But this is like personal money, you know, and I will help an artist out, you know, with something. It may not be able to fund the whole project or whatever, but I help towards that, especially when I know that what I'm giving the money to is really going to take place. Now that I'm unemployed, that's a little bit harder to do, you know, but I still believe in putting something aside. You know, I'm used to being broke. So if I take a little bit and I put something aside, that's investing in me, that's investing in you. And so, you know, let's put our heads together. How can we create this financial foundation that can take Flava News into a different realm and be able to support artists better and provide better services and open up the doors for more opportunities? I've got connections around the world. Sometimes I sit back and I look at my Rolodex, and yes, I do have a Rolodex. And, you know, I'm like, wow, okay. Who should benefit from all of this? And there are so many projects that I could do tomorrow if I had the money. I could throw these events, you know, easily, you know, and be able to, you know, put artists on stages. The thing is I really want to make sure those artists get paid. That's a big deal to me. So I haven't put some certain projects into place yet because I'm looking for that way to come up with the financial foundation to put the artists in a better position. And so, you know, let's put our heads together. If you got an idea, reach out to me. You can hit me at LadyFlava@FlavaNews.com because I believe in the artists that I support and come my way. That's why I put so much work into what it is that I do. I got to take you down. I got to find a song. I got to take you down to Georgia. My boy, Jerome, he just makes me smile. He just makes me smile. I don't know. I always say he reminds me of Mississippi because my Fields family is from Sunflower, Mississippi, and so we went down there, and this is the first time I ever saw juke joints. And when I think of juke joints, I kind of think about Jerome the Entertainer. This is called Shake It Like Jell-O.
Hey, Jerome, you ready for desire?
Oh, yeah. I see you looking at me.
Yeah, you looking good too, baby.
The entertainer's in the house. Oh, yeah. Listen. I'm feeling like a coal mine. I'm smoking like a bag nine. Can you shake it like some jello? Back it up and drop it low. I lick it like an ice cream. All I want is to hear you scream. And when you think it's in, I'm gonna fix me a drink and start all over again.
Oh girl, you're praying, tell me what I have to do. What is it gonna take to spend some time with you, baby? You see me staring, girl, cause you look so fine.
So, so fine.
Let's get closer, girl, so we can spend some time, lady. Now that I'm close to you, I'm gonna make it clear.
Crystal clear.
And let me whisper what I'll do to you, my dear.
I'll do it like a gold mine, yeah. lady.
Yes,
and I'll flip it like that, lady.
I like that.
I'm gonna stroke it so long, baby.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna make it so strong, baby.
Ooh.
I'm gonna make you moan, baby. The entertainers in the house,
I'll
lady.
I'll do it like a cold line.
Come on.
I'll stroke it like a back nine.
Like that back nine.
Can you shake it like some jello?
Can you shake it like some jello?
Let it low and drop it low.
Can you drop it low?
I'll make it like some ice cream.
Baby. Yes, Jerome.
I'm going to get me another drink.
Okay.
You ready? You want another?
Yeah.
Well, you just stay put, because I'm coming back for round three.
Yeah, you do that. I can't wait.
Georgia, I love the music that he sends me. It's just a different flavor. It just makes me smile. It's feel-good music, you know. And sometimes you just got to put on that music that just simply makes you smile. I think I might have to pass on some of Jerome's music to Giorgio Brown here in Seattle. They've been doing stepping parties at Club Giorgio at Washington Hall, and I was talking to my computer guy. He came up, was checking out my computer, and he went to the big event for the steppers and got his zoot suit and everything. Oh my gosh, it looked like they had an absolutely amazing time. It was the same night as we were down at the Hard Rock, you know, with Black Sax and Clientele and E. Pruitt. But you know what? This city, Seattle, puts on some amazing events that just could hit, you know, the taste of anybody. You know, there's just stuff going on all the time that you don't necessarily know about. How do we spread the word? I'm not sure, to get it out there a little bit further. But a big shout out to my dear friend, Giorgio Brown of Cool Out Network. I love what it is you're doing. I have much respect for you, Giorgio. I'm going to play a piece, J.C. Cage from Black Stack, all the time, because sometimes I really, really struggle when it comes to hip-hop, you know, and they're my family. And they're kind of the sound of hip-hop that I hold to. I don't know if that's necessarily fair, you know, but as I did my research on hip-hop, and not the genre, the culture, the whole essence of what hip-hop is, that's kind of what I gravitate to. And but he teases me, because when I think back, there are several people that are members of my family, my extended family, that are hip-hop artists. And so I'm going to play only one Wiser. He is my nephew, and his track is called Number One Queen.
My queen I will cherish until I perish.
I'll take you around the world with me, buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree. Five stars where we'll dine and sleep. Baby, you're my number one queen. And I want you to know that. You should know that. You should know that. You should know everything in me.
I never thought love like this could happen. Something so amazing, special and trapped in. When I first saw you, my heart collapsed in. Call a cardiac arrest and handcuffed with passion. My action had me stumbled by attraction. The pink daisy dupes was real cute fashion. When I tell you about it now, we start laughing.
What, you always bring that up?
Be your reaction. See, that was 1999. Must have been designed in line, our souls entwined. God created your heart when he made mine. We was born with the glow combined. We shine.
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree. Five stars where we'll dine and sleep. Baby, you're my number one queen. And I want you to know that. You should know that. You should know that. You should know everything you need.
Now let's fast forward 10 years later. We married now, you my queen like greater. You I will never leave, I'm Adam in my Eve. You are the woman to bear my seeds and conceive. Hungry and need food, I should. Christ, we will believe. Without him, we grieve. Let's not be naive. You're not just my wife, though, you my homie. Wanna be forever with you and be homely. Never down when I wear my sweet, you console me. Don't have my number one queen, I die lonely.
And I'll never let you down. It's my vow that I'll stick around. About a thing, cause you're my number one queen. And with you, my life's complete. Yeah.
I'll take you around the world with me. Fly you past the sky.
Wiser with number one queen. I'm so impressed with him. He is a young man who has no problems professing his faith and his religion. He has no problem, you know, expressing and sharing his love for his wife and his child. He doesn't have a problem, you know, letting you know what he feels about, you know, taking care of your health. He definitely not only talks the talk, he walks the walk. So big shout out to my nephew, Only One Wiser. I want to take you down to California. I am so impressed with this young lady. I cannot wait to meet her. She's originally from Seattle, moved down there. Done some great things, you know, doesn't have a problem in letting you know what she thinks and how she feels. But she mentioned she might be coming back up this way in a bit, so I cannot wait to give her a big Mama Flava hug and to experience her live and up close and personal. This is BK with Hands Up.
I got so in your city, bring energy so folks can be high. Won't stop till I touch the sky for the track of vibe and come alive. We got drinks for days, we got two DJs, and we shake all night till the last beat plays. Raise them up, raise them up, raise. Little bit of bounce with the right amount of bass. Feeling what it is, never looking at a place. And a dance floor shakes with the rhythm in your face. Raise them up, raise them up, raise. Little bit of bump with a whole lot of craze. Gotta pick it up, bust out for the break. And you gotta lift them up, change in the place.
Taking time for celebrating, go on, put your hands up. I know what you're missing, music got you dizzy. Go on, put your hands up.
By BK out of Los Angeles, California. I don't know if you heard some heavy breathing going on. That was Kimora listening to this track, and she was dancing. I tried to take some video. I'll see if it worked. I will definitely post it up on Facebook. She is a character, but she was digging that sound, and, yeah, she had to dance to it. So you hear my family in the background, and, you know, this is how we do it here at the coffee house. I tell them they don't have to be quiet when we're at the coffee house because, you know, you just never know what might happen. Back in the days when Flava Coffee House really existed, you didn't know who was going to stop by and what kind of music would be playing or conversations would be taking place, puzzles, dominoes, chess, anything could happen. So, you know, you never know what you might hear in the background here. If there's anybody who's on the phone line that would like to chime in or give a shout-out to their mom or let us know about who you are or a project you've got going on, go ahead and hit that number one and I'll bring you in. Otherwise, if you're just listening live and you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. This is where I support underground independent artists, and it's not just music. It is of all art forms. Kimora wants to say something, so I'm going to let her say hi.
Hi.
Say Happy Mother's Day.
Happy birthday, why you?
Okay, that's my baby girl, Kimora. So I hope you were doing well. I think the sun's going to come out today. You know, it's kind of taken a while to get there, but I think it's going to actually happen. We are not used to this hot weather. Just simply not used to this hot weather up here, but you know what? I'm really not complaining. Even though I've had a few nights where it was a little difficult to sleep, I am not complaining. I'm scrolling down my list. You know what? I think I'm going to play my girl Ava Lamert out of Sacramento, California. I love her voice. I love her spirit, too. And she's not only an amazing, soulful jazz vocalist, she is a jazz saxophone player. So I'm going to play Working on a Groove Thing.
When I saw
My girl Ava Lamert out of Sacramento, California, with Working on a Groove Thing. So, again, if you want to call in, shout out your mama, you know, tell us about who you are, what you're doing, you know, start a little conversation with me, feel free to. The call in number is 347-857-1189. I'd love to share some airtime with one of you, or two of you, or three of you. I do think I'm going to set up an artist roundtable soon. I know I had said that a little bit back, but there's some things that, you know, I've been learning, I've been experiencing, conversations I've been having with people in the industry and artists, and, you know, I think there's some good topics to put on the table. So stay tuned for that. Again, I've got some great projects going on that I'm involved in. I'm so excited, and you know what, let me scroll down to this one section. I mentioned the hotspot that's taking place in Washington, D.C., June 15th, which is an amazing opportunity for authors and readers and community people out there to come together and share this time. Lamont Carey is the head person of this particular event, along with Marion Barry, Councilman Marion Barry, and you can find out more information at www.lamontcarey.com. Please go check it out. Come out if you are in the Washington, D.C. area and support that event. If you are in Seattle or in the surrounding areas, I encourage you to come out and join us at the Triple Door on May 23rd for STEM Plus Art, featuring Black Stacks that night, along with Clientele and some other special guests. I'm not going to mention it right now, but we've got some other people that are going to be joining us for that particular event, along with, you know, being able to see some of the artwork by some students at TAP Academy. And I apologize, I do need to write down this artist's name that's also going to be participating in this particular event. Kimora is killing me over here. I let her have a little bit of coffee with a lot of whipped cream. Yes, I did. I'm a grandma, right? She gets away with stuff. But I have a project that I'm really, really, really proud of. It's a project that I've had the opportunity to be a part of and work on with this artist. If you hear me talk about Mark McLaggett, he's an artist that he's been working very closely with for the last year and a half. I also work with him. I've learned so much from, you know, being a part of Marlex Records with him and supporting him as a veteran artist. He travels the world. He travels the world before me, but he doesn't have the opportunity to perform his own music because he calls it a day job. He wants to perform what's called tribute. It's a tribute to the temptation. So he plays and sings the whole dance routine, the whole, you know, outfit and everything. And that's what he does, you know, to pay for who he is as a solo artist, like Mark McLaggett. So tomorrow is the day that we release his new up-and-coming CD. I am so excited. It's my first project that I'm involved in through Marlex Records. It was a learning process, you know, dealing with all the little different entities. entities that's involved with putting out a CD. Again, I learned so much, and I feel like I'm giving birth to my own baby. So tomorrow, Mother's Day, the release of Emerald Drive by Mark Van Cleggett will be coming out, and I'm going to play a track off of this particular up-and-coming CD. It's called Santa Barbara. Was Santa Barbara by Mark Van Cleggett. Now I want to play another track off of his up-and-coming Emerald Drive CD, and this is called Hooked on You.
Baby,
I never ever want
Just heard Santa Barbara, which is a jazz piece where Mark Van Claggett is also playing the flute. He is a flutist. And then you just heard Hooked on You. Both of these tracks are on his CD that's releasing tomorrow, Mother's Day, which is called Emerald Drive. It is my first project like this. Of course, I've supported Monica Monet with Simply Beautiful when it came out and Black Stax with their CDs came out. But this is the first time that I was really involved with the whole process of it. And so, you know, I take this as my baby. It's coming out. Help support Flava News and Marlex Records with Mark Van Claggett's new album, Emerald Drive. It will be available on cdbaby.com. I'm working on getting it onto his website. It's a little challenging when you've got somebody else who's handling the website. And then I will definitely be putting it on my website. So if you love that sound, you know, support it and, you know, appreciate you spreading the word to your people. So let me see. You know what? There's a producer. There is a producer down in Arizona. I think he is absolutely amazing. I'm working on a project in hopes to bring them up here to Seattle, excuse me, and, you know, taking some people down to Arizona. But he's top-notch. He is sincerely top-notch. You know, he works with some great vocalists, great musicians, all live musicians. He writes most of the music. It's just wonderful to sit back and listen and watch from afar, you know, what's going on with Paris Tune, Mother's Favorite Child, and the other artists that are a part of their family. I'm going to play a piece by I.M. Jones, and this is called She, produced by Paris Tune.
Yeah. Mother's Favorite Child in the building. It's your man, I.M. Jones. She sounds like, she feels like, she is like, for real like, she moves like, she grooves like, she smooth like, she true like.
I sat down to write something else, but I just couldn't help myself. She got a bit like a fiend on the corner. The more I get to know her, seems the more I gotta wanna. She's 5'7", brown skin with thick thighs, and a long black hair with the prettiest eyes. A sweet smile can brighten up a Sunday. I fall in love anew with the words that she says. She has to be, the got to be the one and only. The wifey, lover, baby, friend, and homie. She's a la 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 la, so smooth. Back in the day, 70s, kinda cool.
She's my damn. Takes me as I am. The embodiment of imperfect perfection. She's my reflection, feeling our connection. I know she's how God loves me back, y'all. She's simple as love and complex as I love you. Soft as honeydew, she is sweet as the morning dew. Her kisses, they feel like memories of wind. Her touch like a symphony being played on the skin. Cause she sounds like, she feels like, she is like, for real like. She moves like, she grooves like, she smooth like, she's true like.
Sat down to write something else, but I just just couldn't help myself. She got the feeling like I can't live without her. Looking in her eyes, I don't think that I could, I don't know. It's amazing how she eases her mind. Poetry without forcing the rhyme. She made it come every time that I call her. But when I need her, she's right on time. No, no, there's nobody quite like her. No, no, nobody quite like her.
She is because she always was. I was made to love her and she was fashioned for that love. She breathes me in, I'm absorbed in her skin. Just like a baby that can do no sin. It's a divine situation I'm in. I've dreamed a dream of dreams. External schemes, internal screams. And it seems that my affections are not to be lost or misdirected. Loving this woman develops my soul's perfection. Cause she sounds like, she feels like, she is like, for real life. She moves like, she grooves like, she smooth like, she true like, she sound like, she feels like, she is like, for real like, she moves like, she grooves like, she smooth like, she true like.
Says she feels so good, says she feels so good, hey, hey. Says she feels so good, says she feels so good, hey, hey. Says she feels so good.
Mother's favorite child in the building.
Ooh, ooh, oh, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's your man, I am Jones. She sounds like, she feels like, she is like, for real life. She moves like, she grooves like, she smooth like.
All right, that was I Am Jones with Mother Favorite Child and produced by Paris Tune with his piece, She. Now I want to play a piece by Elijah Bland. I think he's an absolutely amazing talent. And this is called For the Record.
Put the needle on the record, baby, and let it go around slowly. I know we're meant to be together, baby. And I would wait again if I had to, just as patiently. But for the record, I've got to say, baby, it's fitting in the room so perfectly. I've had a lot of 45s, and I'm finished with that single life. And I wanna make enough. And I don't mind if we repeat it. Now flip it to the B-side. You know I love the B-side. Oh, that's where it gets deep, baby. You know I love it when it's deep, baby. You know I said I'll never, 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 never leave you. And when I said it all, I meant it. And now we're right where we need to be, yeah. Oh, moments like these need to be documented. So oh, that's why.
For the record, I've got to say, baby,
I just gotta say,
it's fitting in the groove so perfectly.
Yeah,
I had a lot of boys.
I wanna show you how I think.
All right, that was Elijah Bland out of New Jersey with his track called For the Record. He's an amazing talent. I had known the name. I think I've heard some things on him prior to this year, but I'll be honest with you. When I really, really became familiar with Elijah Bland is when I saw him perform at Soul Factory in New York City at the Drome. He performed with Green Tea, Felicia Temple, and, you know, and himself. And if you don't know about Soul Factory in New York City at the Drome, they do a show every last Saturday of each month. Excuse me. Absolutely amazing talent. If you want to see a well-done, well-produced show, amazing live band that they have at the Drome and work with, amazing talents that they bring to the stage. And I really, really respect what they're doing out there in showcasing some talents. I'd love to get some of those talents out here to the Pacific Northwest, and you never know what could happen here in the future. But that's when I first experienced Elijah Bland. And I really love the opportunity to watch these shows in New York City live on the air as it's taking place through Gander TV. So if you don't know about them, you know, get to know them. And let me look up what the next show is, because I know it's a big deal. And I look forward to watching this particular show, too. So it is taking place on May 25th. It is the anniversary, 10th anniversary of Soul Tracks. And it's featuring Angela Johnson and Russell Taylor. And I believe they've got some special surprise guests that are also going to be performing. So if you are in New York City, New Jersey area, you know, surrounding areas, you should get to New York for this particular event. It's going to be a big deal. Great entertainment. Trust and believe you will not be disappointed. And if you're not and you're like me, just sit at home in the comforts of, you know, of your personal space and watch it on Gander TV. Of course, I'll be putting out the information closer to the show date. But I have big respect for Richard Johnson and David Stovall and all of those out there that are a part of, you know, putting on Soul Factory. It is really, really well done. And I have great respect and appreciation for, you know, what they're doing in support of independent artists. Let's scroll down my list. There's a lady that is also out of the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. And there's something just really special about her and her spirit. I love having her, you know, call into the show. Might have to reach out to her and see if she can come back. But I'm going to play Old Soul for a New Day by Coley Williams.
This is for the ancestors, Ella, Sarah, Billy, John, Duke, and Louis. We wouldn't be here without the ancestors.
That was Old Soul for a New Day by Coley Williams. She says she's in the studio, you know, working on some new music. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to be able to hear it and to share it here on Flavor News Radio. If you are out there in the Washington, D.C. area, every Wednesday, Coley and her musician friends put on a great show for you at JoJo's. One day I'm going to walk through the door of JoJo's and be able to give that woman a big hug. Again, it's wonderful when you can run across an amazing talent, but to just, you know, come across somebody that you get to know a little bit, who's a beautiful soul. So that is Miss Coley Williams. I say that a lot about a lot of the artists that come my way, but I'm very, very blessed. I am. I'm very, very blessed with, you know, the people that I meet, the creative souls that I connect with, the people in the industry, the lessons learned, the good, the bad, the ugly. This is not an easy industry to be a part of. And I've learned some great, you know, great things. And it's not always easy, you know, but I really, really appreciate my foundation. They help keep me sane. It's wonderful to be around people who I support, but also support who I am and what I do. And so, you know, that's why I keep doing what I do, because, you know, although in some eyes they may say, who's Lady Flava, what does she do, da-da-da-da-da, you know, because trust and believe, I have things like that, you know, circulating out there about me too. But I'm just one little small light out here in Seattle, Washington, trying to shine a big light on some great, great talents. You know, I believe that together, if we put our mind to it, we can help push some of these artists out there so that people are paying more attention, that so they can start living off of their creativity that they put, you know, into our hands and into our lives for us to experience. And you know, this is my passion. This is what I'm always going to fight for. And so with that said, I'm going to play a piece that's produced by a dear man who's been a part of my life for a few years, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. This is out of SJF Music, and it features John D. Green Sr., Melvin Chenault, and Stephen Jerome Ferguson. It's called Home Sweet Home. That was a collaboration called Home Sweet Home by John D. Green Sr., Melvin Chenault, and Stephen Jerome Ferguson, produced by SJF Music. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to the Coffee House Live today. I love doing this show. I love it more when people call in and hang out with me, but that's okay. I don't have a problem talking and sharing great music such as what's going on today. I want to shout out to all the women who are mothers, whether you are a biological mother or not. I recognize the fact that women around the world, you know, play many, many roles when it comes to nurturing and the raising of our youth, you know. And so I want to shout out all women, you know, that play that role, you know, for kids, because kids need us. You know, they just do. They just do. And we as women have the responsibility of nurturing, setting good role model, you know, being a good role for youth, and helping and encouraging them. You know, it's like we're the nurturers, right? We're the mamas, you know, and love the babies, okay? Love the babies. Embrace them. Let them know that you see them. Let them know that you hear them. And, you know, moms out there, you know, we see you and hear you too. And, you know, I miss my mama. She's been gone since 99. My godmom's been gone for about, you know, maybe 3 years now. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. But, you know, I was raised by some really amazing women. I am blessed. I have no complaints. Even though when I was a kid, maybe I had complaints, right? I did my wrong. Yes, I did. I did my wrong. But if it wasn't for the foundation that my mother and my godmother gave me, I wouldn't be the woman that I am today. And I'm extremely grateful for that, extremely grateful for that. So we got about 20 minutes left in the show. If any of you want to raise your hand, just want to remind you, hit that number one, and I will bring you in. If there's anybody that's listening and wants to call in and give a shout-out, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I appreciate you being here with me, and I appreciate all of those that come back and check out the archives, because this particular show and Morning Coffee with Flava are the shows that really honestly get the most hits on Flava News Radio. Oh, let me talk about Breaking BS. It's a show that J.C. Cage from Black Stacks and I do. And it's centered around the projects and new music that's coming out of the Black Stacks camp. Can I tell you the interesting people that are paying attention? I've gotten, I've received messages from the UK, from Australia, from Poland about this particular show and Black Stacks. This is when I tell you, you never know. You know, who's paying attention. You never know how you can gain a fan when you put something together that's just raw, organic, something that people can feel, people get. You just never know, what direction that could possibly go. I want to play a piece by a young man. I think he's an amazing talent out of the Pacific Northwest. I don't believe that he receives the recognition that he deserves because, in my opinion, he does everything the right way, from, you know, being responsible in paying for the work that and services that he receives as an artist to, you know, just being an amazing husband and father to, you know, really, really respecting the creative souls in his world and those that help make his world as an artist work. This is JC Flow, and I'm going to play Distorted Reflections, and this is called Daydreaming, featuring Jennifer Newberry.
Am I breathing what I breathe out? Feeling like I'm time passes by, wondering if this existence that I am bound to allow me to rip and rise and soar sky high. Feeling like I need an angel to grab my hand so we can fly, but I feel alone. Deep thoughts from a wallowing soul, feeling like life just might swallow me whole. Darkness creeps in, battery life on my light is low. Searching for the right road to expose my soul, but I realize I need directions for life lessons. But these questions feel like phrases where no answers exist. But I'm forever determined to break past temporary happiness, because failure, no sir, I ain't having this. It's not for the glory, this is not for the fame. This is just my self-expression threaded with all my dreams, putting all that I have into writing a new page, and prove that one moment in life can change everything.
Jennifer Newberry off of J.C. Flow's Distorted Reflections CD. Excuse me, that was a great, great CD. I'm glad that I finally listened to it and have a copy to be able to share with you. I was a little behind on J.C. Flow's music, so it's good to get caught back up. There's some amazing talents out of the Pacific Northwest, absolutely amazing talents. And I would love to be able to have the capability to, you know, really, really showcase them here in our own hometown, to also, you know, be able to take them outside of Washington State. So that, you know, so that they can gain some exposure outside of here. I do recognize that some of the talents that are out here just are really not interested, you know, in doing too much, you know, with their art, and that's okay. And then there are other ones that are very, very serious about what it is that they're doing. And, you know, my goal is to support, in a sense, all of you, as long as it's something that I'm proud to put my name on. And so, and when I say that, the thing is that this is not trying to diss anybody. This is not trying to be a hater or show any disrespect. You know, the bottom line is, Flava News is something that I created. Flava Coffee House is something I built. And, you know, and I now am comfortable in saying what I like and what I don't like. You know, everybody experiences art in a different way and chooses, you know, what works for them and what not doesn't. You know, if you know me, you know that I love leopard print. Maybe I don't necessarily, you know, like gray. I do like gray, but I'm just saying, you know. But that's my choice, right, that I love leopard print. Well, it's my choice also in how I experience your art when it comes my way. So the artists that I choose to support, there are different reasons why I choose to support them. But pretty much I'm okay with putting my name to it. So one of the things that I would like to talk about on an artist roundtable is, you know, what does it look like to build a solid team? You know, who do you need to make it work? You know, and what are their responsibilities? And how do you build that win-win? Because I think that in the past, in my connections with artists, people in the industry, and including myself, we've connected with people that were not a good fit. Were not a good fit. And then in turn, it has, you know, been put out there that they're not necessarily a good person. And sitting back and reflecting on some things, I realize it just simply came down to not a good fit. It does not mean that that person's a bad person or I'm a bad person, right? It just was not a good fit. And so we would go round and around in circles and not go anywhere. So I think it's really important when you put together that team, that it is an effective team. It's somebody that believes in who you are in your dreams, understands that they have something that they can put together to help move, you know, your movement forward. And, you know, it's something that, you know, will help and benefit in the end results. Oh, my father and my grandchild are sharing information about their hearing aids right at the moment. So anyway, I've only got about 10 minutes left in the show. So let me find a track to play or two for you. And let's see, what do I have that I might not have played yet? I want to play The Way by Brian Christopher out of Washington, D.C.
Everything
you've been.
vision of perfection.
Beautiful. That's the newest track by Brian Christopher out of Washington, D.C., and it's called The Way. Go check him out. Go check out Brian Christopher. I believe his website is Brian Christopher Online. He's doing some great things, and that piece is beautiful. So I'm glad that I played that today. I hope everybody is doing well today. The sun's starting to come out here in Seattle. Things are getting lively here at the Koshi Flava Coffee House, so I'm going to play one more track and just say goodbye. I wish all the mothers out there a great, great Mother's Day. Please, pay attention to some of the projects that I'm involved in. Trust and believe, if I didn't want you to pay attention, I wouldn't be involved. So there is the, oh my goodness, JCK just calling me. So there is the book fair out there in Washington, D.C. There is the Black Stacks and Clientele and special guests are doing a show called STEM Plus Art with Taft Academy down at the Triple Door on May 23rd. And then my first album, working with Marlex Records, is releasing tomorrow. So trust and believe I'll be putting that out on Mother's Day, the links and everything of where it's going to be available. I will be receiving my copies in the mail here in a matter of days. And so I'm excited about that project. It's well done. So anyway, I'm going to close out today's show with a short piece by my dear, dear brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, and this is called The Lonely Son. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about Flava News and their support of underground independent artists.
The river running slow. Sun and fog mix like lovers. One ripple in the middle, and I think about her, my lover, her the fog, me the lonely. Her heart beats, a ripple. I'm in the middle. I feel her engulf, going to a perfect depthness until I become too much, too strong. She's disappearing. Her the fog, me the lonely sun. I became too hot. She leaves me again. Why can't we stay together? I predict when she'll be back, when the conditions are right. I'll pray she'll be back so I can penetrate her thickness again. Until then, I'm the lonely son.
All right, that was Alvin Lloyd Alexander's horn with his piece, The Lonely Son, and he lives on a boat, you know, so you might think that's going one direction, and of course it's up to the interpretation of the person hearing it, but he lives on a boat, and he sees some absolutely amazing sunrise, sunsets, fog, rain, snow, living on a boat. So, again, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. We meet here every Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check me out at www.flavornews.com. We've got some great events going on. I talked about it during the show. You can find out about it if you're following me on Facebook or Twitter, or go to my website, and you will see the information. Take care, enjoy your day, and God bless to all the mothers out there.